bringing Christ to the nations and the nations to the church. Daily devotions from Lutheran Hour Ministries.
Peter was a good student. By Paul Schreiber. For Thursday, August 27, 2020. The text is Matthew chapter 16, verses 21 through 28. From that time, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, "Far be it from you, Lord, this shall never happen to you." But Jesus turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan, for you are a hindrance to me. For you are not setting your mind on the things of God, but on the things of man." Then Jesus told his disciples, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul? Or what shall a man give in return for his soul? For the Son of Man is going to come with his angels in the glory of his Father, and then he will repay each person according to what he has done. Truly I say to you, there are some standing here who will not taste death until they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom." Interesting. Right before this passage, Peter declares to Jesus that, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus tells Peter, "On this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." At this point, Peter must have been feeling pretty good about himself. Sounds like these many months of following Jesus are going to pay off. With Jesus' flair for words and my skill in management and crowd control, we can launch our plan for world domination by announcing that Jesus is the Messiah. Maybe even later this week. Well, Peter, having seen Jesus at work, might have predicted that things wouldn't turn out quite as he had hoped. And true to form, they wouldn't be turning out that way this time either. After giving Peter nothing less than the keys of the kingdom of heaven, Jesus strictly charged the disciples to tell no one that he was the Christ. So, even before Peter steps into the limelight, Jesus pivots. Rather than riding high on his fame and glory, Jesus shows his disciples that he will suffer miserably at the hands of the elders, chief priests, and scribes. And not just that, if that wasn't bad enough, he will be killed. But just as quickly as he took the wind out of Peter's sails with this grim news, Jesus fills them again. On the third day, he will be raised. This is the message for us today, too. Jesus came not to set up an earthly kingdom, but to save us from, as Paul writes in Ephesians, to save us from the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience. By his death and resurrection, Jesus has freed us from our bondage to sin and the works of darkness, and he's called us into his marvelous light. How well Peter learned these truths over time. By God's abundant grace, you and I may do the same. Would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, increase our faith in Jesus' wonderful love for us. Thank you. Amen.